Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Lori Gallardo. Today we'll hear performances by Anna Lan, The Weary Boys, Golden Bear, Jane Seabury, and the Dolly Partners. It isn't entirely inaccurate to say that songwriter Anna Lan is from all over the world, to put it mildly. Anna was born in Spain. Her father is Spanish, her mother is Dutch, and by the way, her mom was raised in Galveston. Anna lived in Sweden until she was 16, then moved back to Spain. Anna Lan is the ultimate world music artist, continuing to travel the world and fluently speaking and singing in Spanish or French or Swedish without missing a beat. She's made Madrid her home for the last 20 years, but, believe it or not, she says she speaks mostly English. Here is Anna Lan performing a song called X.
Puedo ser extraordinaria en la cocina o en la cama, triple X. Exigentemente extraña, exquisita o excéntrica cada dos por tres. Excedida y expectante, exabrupta y excitable, ya lo ves. Soy exacta y exaltada, fácilmente exasperada, ¿qué le voy a hacer? Excuse-moi, s'il te plaît, si te lo expongo en francés, je t'explique por última vez. Je ne suis pas ton ex. Non, je ne suis pas ton ex. Intentaste extirparme y ese exilio no fue amable, te lloré. Pero hoy sigo existiendo, ni te extraño ni lamento lo que fue. Ya no quiero tus extremos, extinguí aquellos sueños y también expandí mis perspectivas, exultantemente viva sobre mis propios pies. Please excuse me if I say lo que te cuesta entender, por eso me extiendo en inglés. I am not your ex. No, I'm not your ex. No soy tu ex. No, 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 no soy tu ex. I am not your ex. I am not, I am not, I am not your ex. I'm not your ex. No, 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 je ne suis pas ton ex. Je ne suis pas ton ex. No soy, no soy tu ex.
Anna Lan, performing X from her 2006 album Chocolate and Roses. Next is a band known for performing and being greatly inspired by Texas outlaw music, although the founding members are originally from Humboldt County, California. Yes, the members of the Weary Boys left Northern California to make a living playing music in Austin. It wasn't easy. Like any band, they paid their dues by performing on street corners. But hard work and determination paid off. Eventually, more substantial gigs came their way, and soon they were headlining their own shows, and they released their first album by the summer of 2001. Throughout their career, they've always maintained a do-it-yourself ethic, recording and releasing their own music each year. This is definitely an Austin favorite, roots music at its best. Here are the Weary Boys in Studio 1A. The Weary Boys with You're the One I Care For off of their 2006 album Jumpin' Jolie. Now, make way for music with fanfare and a joyous sound. Austin band Golden Bear has earned its reputation for their great live shows, which is why I invited them to Studio 1A for a special Radio Without Borders performance. They make bigger-than-life songs that are irresistibly addictive, using varied instrumentation and playful hooks, all complemented by the sweet vocals of frontman Chris Gregory. It's an exuberant sound that Golden Bear makes, a spirited celebration. Listen for yourself. Here is Golden Bear in Studio 1A.
Sexy looks only go so far. Not if I were to choose. Oh, 10,000 orchestras playing loud.
make a sound. That echo can hear through her velvet ears. It'd be nice to go to heaven, but first I'd like some songs. Looks as though we have lost our way. Was there even a man? And there are words that are hard to say, but this seems like a trap. To go to heaven, but first I'd like some sun.
Golden Bear with 10,000 Orchestras, a track from their self-titled debut album. Their personal description of their music seems most appropriate. In the midst of all the media praises, they themselves refer to it as galactic forest rock. What better way for a bear, a golden bear, to rock out than in the forest? In January 2006, we had an artist named Issa perform in Studio 1A. Don't recognize the name? Issa is the name she goes by now, since June 2006, but when she visited the KUT studios, she was still known as Jane Seabury. Canadian singer-songwriter Seabury was known for her critically acclaimed music in the 80s and 90s, in both new wave and the adult contemporary vein. Seabury formed her own independent label, Sheba Records, in 1995, but closed her office in 2006 and sold or gave away most of her possessions, and publicly announced her name change on June 24th of that year. The performance you're about to hear is before her life changes took place. This is Issa, Jane Seabury, performing When Last I Was a Fisherman in an intimate performance in Studio 1A.
When last I was a fisherman, I watched the storms rise up from the sea and see it as a sign to me that the sea was my mistress, just teasing me. When last I was a fisherman, watch the whale fish blow and rise up from the darkest deep, real slow, real slow, and I'd see it as a sign to me that the sea was my mistress, just teasing me for love. I never knew why she loved me, I never tried for a favor, I wouldn't have known how. I wouldn't have known how. And I didn't have the know-how to wheel and tow her, heel and tow her. I only knew that she was my mistress and teasing me for love. When last it was a fisherman, I'd stand against the sea, my skiff adrift in ecstasy, the salt is stinging and the mast is singing, and I'd see it as a sign to me that the sea was still my mistress, just she was just teasing me for love. Oh, and last it was a fisherman, I lay along the seawall, my body pressed against the blue of her occupation elsewhere. She was busy with the other boats, but I knew she'd turn her belly back to me when she was free. I never knew why she loved me. I never tried for a favor. I wouldn't have known how. I wouldn't have known how. And I never had the know-how to heal and tow her. Her. I only knew that she was my mistress and teasing me for love. And last it was a fisherman. I lay awake one night, her cooing and raving nearby. Nearby, and I waited for her. I waited in the darkness, and I stared at the fishing lines. And I waited for my mistress to come. I could hear her cooing, raving. I could feel her coming. I knew she was coming, and I waited for her, and I waited, and I waited. And I waited, and I waited, till I raised my voice, till I raised my voice, till I raised my voice into the night. But I heard nothing, I heard nothing, I just heard a baby somewhere. I heard a baby. I never tried for a favor. I wouldn't have known how. I wouldn't have known how. And I didn't have the know-how to heal and tow her. Heal and tow her. I only knew that she was my mistress and teasing. Teasing me, she was just teasing me for love. When last it was a fisherman, 'twas sweet, 'twas sweet.
Jane Seabury with When Last I Was a Fisherman, from a performance in Studio 1A back in January 2006. I think a nice and interesting way to end our program will be with a rocking performance that might take you back in time. Maybe to a 60s and 70s heavy-duty garage rock-influenced 13th floor elevators fuzzed-out vibe. Can you dig it? This is some rocking stuff by Austin band The Dolly Partners, but they take as much inspiration from today's sounds as they do from The Zombies, Syd Barrett, or The Velvet Underground. Here are The Dolly Partners in Studio 1A.
all kinds of. I can't keep hanging around, no. Gotta get back before I go. I know what I'm doing. I've been here before.
The Dolly Partners doing Echo Seed in Studio 1A. I couldn't resist asking about the band name. I love it. Apparently, it was inspired by guitarist and vocalist Mike Howell's visit to Dollywood, the family amusement park created by Dolly Parton in the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. He even brought back a very nice Dolly Parton tapestry that can be found in some of their band photos. It's a lovely tribute to one of their heroes. Once again, thank you for listening to Radio Without Borders. For David Alvarez, Seth Price, and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Lori Gallardo.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura. Featuring the Acura TL with an available voice-activated navigation system with real-time traffic. Learn more at Acura.com.